Section 7, Opera House. This grand opera house, the Teatro Nacional São Carlos, was opened in 1793, 40 years after the great earthquake. It was funded by a group of wealthy businessmen who believed, quite justifiably, that Lisbon needed an opera house to rival those in Milan and Paris. It was designed by the great Portuguese architect José da Costa e Silva and built in just 6 months. Da Costa e Silva was a devotee of the simple, elegant neoclassical style. And the frontage of the opera house is a great example of the neoclassical architecture. Inside, the sumptuous gilt decoration is typical of the ornate Rococo style, and the auditorium can accommodate over 1,000 people. Above the clock at the top is the Portuguese coat of arms. The São Carlos Opera House is named after Princess Charlotte, who arrived in Lisbon at the end of the 18th century to marry Prince John, heir to the Portuguese throne. Among their titles were Prince and Princess of Brazil, which was then a Portuguese colony. Shortly afterwards, at the start of the 19th century, when Napoleon invaded Portugal, the couple fled to Brazil and had another opera house very similar to this built in Rio de Janeiro. Portugal might not be known for opera, but since the early 90s, the Teatro Nacional de São Carlos has established its own orchestra, and there's now an impressive season of works here. Have a look at the posters on the front of the building to see what's on. To the right of the opera house is a smart restaurant, which is a particularly nice place to have dinner outside on a summer evening. When you're ready to move on, let's leave the opera house and carry on walking up the street we arrived by. That's the Rua Serpa Pinto. Then take the second left into the Rua Garrett and carry on walking along the Rua Garrett until you come to a square. So just to repeat that, carry on up the Rua Serpa Pinto here and then take the second left into the square. When you get there, play Section 8.